I'm Michael Lippin, and this is Voice of America's VOA China 360, a weekly podcast looking at how China influences the rest of the world, including America, and how China is influenced by the world. In this edition, one of China's richest men takes another step toward becoming a major player in the U.S. entertainment industry, a prospect that is sparking concern and scrutiny within the U.S. government. The man is Wang Jianlin, chairman of the Chinese conglomerate Wanda Dalian Group. On November 4th, it announced a $1 billion purchase of American TV entertainment company Dick Clark Productions, which runs popular TV shows like the Golden Globes Film Awards and the Miss America pageant. Earlier this year, Wanda Dalian also bought U.S. movie production studio Legendary Entertainment, whose recent hit films include Godzilla and The Dark Knight Rises from 2012. Wanda Dalian also has agreed to buy U.S. movie theater chain Carmike Cinemas, 4 years after purchasing another American chain, AMC Theaters. Notice the trend here? Some U.S. lawmakers have, and they don't like it. 16 members of the U.S. House of Representatives, 15 Republicans and one Democrat, issued a letter in September. It said they are concerned about what they see as Chinese efforts to censor American media and control them for propaganda purposes. The lawmakers specifically named Wanda Dalian as a Chinese company engaged in such a campaign. One U.S. nonprofit group that agrees with them is the Los Angeles-based Visual Artists Guild, whose objective is to raise attention about threats to artistic freedom of expression. Last month, the group's chairwoman, Ann Lau, gave VOA this prediction about how Wanda Dalian would handle U.S. entertainment content that could be sensitive for Beijing.
They will certainly censor anyone that says anything against the government, and then all the actors and actresses will end up self-censoring themselves in the future.
Stanley Rosen, a political scientist at the University of Southern California, also has been following the exploits of Wanda Dalian in the United States. He told VOA that U.S. entertainment companies are more concerned with the financial benefits of Chinese investment than the risk of being seen as selling out artistic values.
If they started making films about China's claims in the South China Sea, promoting them, then that's much more of a sellout. But right now the sellout is relatively minimal for the gain. So is cost-benefit analysis.
The New York Times says Wang Jianlin told the newspaper in October that his company is not invading the United States. It also quoted Wang as saying that Wanda Dalian actually has strengthened companies like AMC Theaters and Legendary since buying them. But such reassurances have not swayed the U.S. lawmakers who wrote that letter of concern about Wang's business. The letter said it may be time for greater U.S. government vetting of foreign acquisitions of American companies to ensure that they don't pose a strategic or security threat to the nation. That oversight has been the responsibility of the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, or CFIUS. The lawmakers asked the U.S. Government Accountability Office to look into whether CFIUS needs to expand its work, and the GAO agreed, saying it will start a review early next year. One lawyer who's represented companies that have gone through the CFIUS vetting process is Eric Schimpf of U.S. law firm Alston & Byrd. I asked him what he makes of the congressional response to Wanda Dalian's buying spree in the U.S. entertainment industry.
I do think that the threshold issue for this particular congressional inquiry on the entertainment industry stems from the combination of a company that has already acquired theater outlets throughout the United States that is now attempting to also buy production. And I think it's the concern over the potential vertical integration of different segments of the industry under one owner that is the specific cause for this concern.
Despite empathizing with that concern, Schimpf is more skeptical about lawmakers' fears of U.S. production companies censoring themselves under Chinese ownership.
Western studios already make certain decisions on film content when they're targeting films specifically for the Chinese market. But here in the U.S., any film's going to be judged on, is it making money at the box office? And I think if there's a broad degree of self-censorship engaged by U.S. production companies, they're going to find that they're going to lose their appeal with the American consumer in a very competitive market.
Shimp also expressed faith in the work CFIUS already is doing to scrutinize foreign acquisitions, especially those from China, the country with the most deals under CFIUS examination.
The demands with respect to transparency and the provision of information on behalf of a foreign buyer, including Chinese buyers, are exceptionally high. And I think a private citizen might view it as invasive, but most private citizens aren't, you know, acquiring multi-billion dollar companies. So through the 30-day review process, some acquisitions get kicked to a secondary 45-day investigative process. So basically for several months, the better part of several months, the government reviews all aspects of the acquisition, including the ownership and control of the asset in question, the financing, and who might have controlling influences over the buyer. And the government has also been particularly active in setting up forms of mitigation when there have been sensitive assets, let's say a classified facility or an IT server on which classified information is processed. The government has worked quite thoroughly with foreign buyers and Chinese buyers in terms of setting up means through which a foreign buyer might enjoy the financial benefits of ownership but not have access to that classified information, products, or technology.
But the U.S. lawmaker leading the call for greater government oversight of foreign acquisitions says CFIUS has not been substantially updated since it was first created in 1975. Representative Robert Pittenger wrote a November 6th op-ed saying the government should determine how to strengthen CFIUS to address challenges such as those posed by recent Chinese investments. Legal advisor Shimp says the increasing sophistication of those Chinese investments is likely to prompt some changes to the CFIUS vetting process.
Chinese investors are adapting more sophisticated practices akin to the U.S. and European private equity industries, which is only natural that they should move up that sophistication ladder, but the involvement of additional limited partners and financing arrangements does increase the need for greater clarity on what investor rights someone has. So those types of agreements between general partners and limited partners, all of those types of elements of a business transaction that can provide information regarding ownership and control and intent, I think there will be a greater emphasis on those. The thing is, whether or not the GAO recommends that, the committee is already moving in that direction because it is responding to the nature of the market. It's responding to the participants growing in influence and engaging in more acquisitions. And the same is true on sort of the other regulatory approvals that accompany large multinational acquisitions. You see more Chinese acquisitions being subject to antitrust or competition policy reviews in multiple jurisdictions, wherever, you know, the pieces of a multinational company that's being acquired might exist. Those are often, you know, you often see an acquisition with 6, 7, or 8 antitrust reviews now as well for a Chinese party. That's because the anti-competitive power of some of those companies might be growing. So this is a natural outgrowth of China's own economic and financial development.
If the Government Accountability Office does recommend an expansion of CFIUS's work and the President and Congress agree, how could those changes be carried out? Shimp says there are several options.
For a formal legal change in how CFIUS does business, it could require another act of Congress specifying in greater detail the scope of what a national security review should entail. And that could include what types of acquisitions or industries, sectors should be subject to CFIUS scrutiny. But barring an act of Congress, you know, the agencies that comprise CFIUS, led by the U.S. Treasury, could go the executive branch regulatory route and issue new regulations through the formal Federal Register notice process, in which they would develop new protocols for the voluntary review and new informational or transparency requirements upon both the buyer and the seller. I think for CFIUS to get more resources would take greater devotion of budget, not just from the U.S. Treasury, but from the other agencies, defense and its subsidiary agencies, the intelligence agencies, the State Department, Commerce Department. And they can either make internal reallocation decisions or Congress, through the appropriations process, can start appropriating greater funds for the National Security Review agencies and their personnel.
What do you think about Chinese billionaire Wang Junlin's growing role in Hollywood? And how do you think the U.S. should respond to it? Share your thoughts on Twitter at VOAChina360 and on my Facebook journalist page, which is under my name, Michael Lippin, as well as on SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/VOA-English. You can also subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. Just search for VOAChina360. Before I go, a word of thanks to VOA's Mike O'Sullivan for his contributions to this report from California. That's all from me. Bye for now.